Welcome to Conversations with Community Managers, a podcast series with actual community managers from a variety of industries. On this podcast, we peel back the hype and get into how-to discussions that uncover community and social media management best practices. Conversations with Community Managers is a co-production of the Community Roundtable and Voce Communications. This is Doug Haslam from Voce Communications.
And Jim Storer with the Community Roundtable. And we're here today with Mike Pace from Constant Contact. Welcome, Mike.
Hello, guys.
Thrilled to have you here today, Mike. Could you get us started by telling us a little bit about what your role is there at Constant Contact and how you guys are using social media and community?
My role here at Constant Contact is I am the Director of Customer Support. I am responsible for the what we kind of call the non-call center activities, social media support, support for the community, our knowledge base, and kind of my side job here is also building social into the DNA of Constant Contact. Constant Contact is an engagement marketing company. I think we're slowly or eventually moving away from, you know, just being a monoline company, just email, and moving more into the total engagement. So understanding social and building it into our DNA is a pretty important part of our long-term strategy, and I get to help put together.
Yeah, I think it's funny that you mentioned that as almost like a side job, but your side job is actually changing the DNA of the company. Do you feel like you're getting full support as this being a core part of where Constant Contact is going? Or do you still feel like it's a side thing and that when it reaches a certain amount of traction, it will get more attention internally?
I did a talk with Jim in the roundtable recently, and the analogy I use for this is it's sort of a scuba diver spinning a battleship. It's slow and moving. Email is so ingrained into the culture here. Social is a big part of our product. It's a big part of our, you know, value proposition and such. So people want to get into it. The difficulty really is turning book knowledge or, you know, stuff you read online and turning it into, you know, moving beyond tacit knowledge. So getting it to where social is really internalized in the activities and what they do in their daily day. And I think that's the hard part. It's easy to understand what Twitter does, and it's easy to understand what Facebook does and YouTube does. And you can read all the you can read all the stuff on Mashable and TechCrunch and all that kind of stuff you want, but unless you're actually doing it, it's a completely different thing.
You know, that's really interesting. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how you've been integrating social into what Constant Contact has as a core product, because it seems like you've been taking great strides over the last 6 months at kind of weaving social media into what Constant Contact has.
Yeah, so from a product standpoint, there's a couple of really big things going on. So we acquired a company called Nutshell Mail. It's a social monitoring service. It's free. It's incredibly easy to use. And what's great is it's really perfect for, you know, the small business and the small business owner, where they won't have time all day to, you know, monitor a Twitter feed or look at their Facebook and such. And they can just get all that information aggregated in, you know, as many emails they want during the day, and it's all compact, and you can retweet, and you can reply and do all those things right from there. So that was part of the first, I'd say, really, really visible changes. We've also done some, which I think are just really incredibly cool, are the emails that people send out, customers and users are able to retweet an email or read or like an email, and that information will show up in their Twitter streams and go out to their fans and followers, which is starting to make, I don't think people would consider email super social, but we're making it social.
Interesting.
I mean, we joke a lot about email is dead because, you know, people like to say declare things dead, but you probably have more research at your fingertips than I do about the fact that people are still using email and integrating that with the need to monitor and converse among social networks. It sounds like it's something that you are that is key to part of your growth here.
Yeah, email is not dead. you can't get onto any of these sites right now without you having an email address. Even if you have to connect through Facebook, you need an email address for Facebook. Now, it doesn't mean email has the same place it had a couple years back or 5 years back. It's changing. It's a little bit different. You know, we don't want to be the record industry and say records are not dead and we're not going to listen to people saying that kind of stuff. But there's a place for it. And if you understand where the market and where your customers are going, just be there when they get there or be there before they get there so you're ready for them.
Mike, can I switch gears a little bit and have you talk about how you structured your team? I know kind of early on you were thinking about integrating social into kind of the front line, and you've since kind of pulled back. Can you talk a little bit about that and the decisions and why you did that?
When I got here, our main social support is using Twitter. We get probably in the neighborhood of somewhere between 200 and 400 positive or negative tweets about Constant Contact every day. Things that I would consider, like we call them affinity or neutral, we get into the tens of thousands a day at this point in time. But people who are really kind of, you know, positive or negative, and those are primarily the ones that we look at. That was a part of our call center chat team. And our PR team, for the most part, handled Facebook unless they couldn't answer the question, and YouTube and blogs and those kinds of things. As I've come into, you know, Constant Contact and gotten a foothold and kind of understanding what's going on, you know, I really wanted to get that out of the front line. The front lines, you know, it was a side project for people. And it was difficult to meet customers' expectations. It was difficult to learn because we had 8 or 9 different people doing it throughout the day. And, you know, we had other gaps too. It wasn't really integrated in with our community. So over the past couple months, what I've been working on is, and really, really just recently formed, is a complete social support team, which almost all the social stuff comes in through our team, which is a relatively small team. We'll act as a distribution point for that. They're also doing our community monitoring and engagement, which is great because now you can start leveraging both channels or both tools simultaneously. An example I'll give is if somebody just writes a great post on our community, you know, a great way to thank them is letting them know, you know, we want to share this post with our all of our Twitter followers. And then using that as sort of a virtuous cycle to bring people back into the community to check out the post, but also to, you know, keep that individual community member really engaged and excited about what they're doing. And it's just simple recognition. And we've kept this to a relatively small team where we can learn, understand what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, it's almost, I think the really interesting part is it's creating a new job role that has never existed before. And, you know, it'll be exciting to see where it goes, and, you know, from the customer side in the future.
You actually at least partially answered one of the questions I had in my head was, how do you integrate your community, your core community, with the external social networks out there? And certainly at least part of that answer is what you just said, is taking the content that people generate and promoting it outside, which creates that circle you talked about that brings people into the community. I guess, does that work in reverse as well, where you're taking stuff that's published outside, whether you're doing it, members are doing it, or it's something completely independent, and highlighting that within the community to generate discussion? And I guess the larger next part of that question is, what is the primary driver of the content within the community?
The answer to the first question is yes. We're using it both ways. The folks on this relatively small team are, you know, using things like their Google Reader and, you know, following certain people on Twitter and finding, you know, small businesses that are doing a great job on Facebook and taking that information and bringing it back to the community for our members to see how other people are doing it or to get a great article that's related to what they do, to spur on conversation and also to provide some value just beyond the conversation. A lot of these folks want to learn how to run their businesses better. And I don't know if I really said this before, but our, you know, our customer base is small businesses. You know, we work with, you know, hundreds of thousands of small businesses. Most of them, a lot of them are interested in a lot of the same things, whether it's tax information or how to market their business or how to deal with employees or how to do payroll or, there's, a small business person has about, 30 different jobs, including the janitor. And I believe, at least our role in the community, is to help them with discussions that are, about what they care about. And, the more we can help them in constant contact, with their engagement marketing, the better for all of us.
Talk to us for a minute about your social media council.
We've put together a small team of people from different departments who I guess are more or less in charge of social media for their area. And, even since I've talked about this with Jim and the Roundtable folks, we may even be moving even away from this. I think it was working for the time being just to make sure we understand what everybody in the organization is doing around social. And if I use Charlene Lee's kind of, there's three organizational models, one the kind of top-down, the hub and spoke, and the, kind of from the ground up. I think we actually might be moving more toward that one where all of our different departments and areas are thinking of social as a tool. And, leveraging it as a tool to get what they need to get done. Part of the reason why we're thinking that way is we don't have a phone channel council and we don't have a email channel council. Does it make sense to, kind of keep this social council together? While it was great early on for us to get started and understand what people are thinking about, we've actually had some recent discussion to move slightly away from it and think of social a little bit more as a tool to achieve some of the different objectives of the different departments. I think we're going to maintain it in more so as a communication hub of saying, this is what we're doing, but nothing needs to roll up to be approved or okayed by all those consensus of different areas. And I know that's very fast moving, but we're a pretty flexible company here.
Mike, one of the things that I loved from one of the presentations I heard you do was telling folks about your aha moment. And I think this is really important because one of the things that you do is kind of evangelize social within Constant Contact. And I've got to imagine, one of your jobs is to help get other people to their aha moment and how this is going to help them in their role. So I don't know if you could share your moment and if you've been able to help other people get to theirs, that'd be great.
The analogy I've used for folks around here is, you can read a book on how to ride a bike. You can read tons of books on how to ride a bike. You'll get the mechanics of how to ride a bike. But until you actually get on the bike, you don't know how to do it. But there is an aspect of understanding, sort of the technical pieces. So, from a aha moment and trying to help the organization similar to how I help myself and for myself, it was, drinking from the fire hose of information and, getting, finding all the right blogs to read and understanding the technology behind, some of these tools, some of the language that, that you get. And so for me, early on, it was more the reading of the book type of information. I know how to use Twitter. I know, this is a bad thing to do on Twitter. I like to keep my Facebook privacy in a certain way, blah, 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 blah. And then they just happened to have the Enterprise 2.0 conference in Boston I attended, and where I started to actually get to meet the individuals who were behind all the avatars and gain that tacit knowledge in person versus, over the digital stream and, sit with people and talk with individuals. And that for me was really my big aha moment, was going to that conference. And, I love how Derek Peplau kind of calls it the flesh world. And meeting people in the flesh world was probably the most important part of that aha moment. And for me here, it's, doing a lot of work to get people to understand, the technical side of this, the rules of it, all the stuff that you would read in a book or a blog and what have you. And now it's a little bit about getting people out there and really interacting with people on Twitter, commenting on blogs, getting out to these conferences, getting out to social media breakfasts, go out there and meeting individuals, getting the tweet ups. so they can see these people in real life and understand that how all this stuff works, and it's not about you, it's about them kind of thing, and you need to meet the them, or you need to get to know the them to make it really happen.
Well, that's a great lesson there, and Mike, I think we're going to wrap up, so I appreciate you taking the time today. It was a lot of fun chatting with you.
Pleasure was all mine.
Okay, and we can find your the Constant Contact community at constantcontact.com/community, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And we have two Twitter handles that are, well, we actually have more than two, but we have at Constant Contact, which is our main brand one. The CTCT Help is the handle that my team uses to help customers and, you know, spread the knowledge of information for small businesses. We also have a product one, CTCT Product, which gives you updates on what's going on with the product and such, too.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have been listening to Conversations with Community Managers, a co-production of Voce Communications and the Community Roundtable. To comment on what you've heard, email Doug at voceconnect.com or Jim at community-roundtable.com. You can comment on our blog posts at vocenation.com or community-roundtable.com/blog. Subscribe to this series on iTunes or on our blog.